And it is getting colder outside, but that doesn't mean that we can take our eye off the ball when it comes to water safety. Too many people do, particularly when teaching the young kids. Maybe you've got grandkids of that age. And joining us is the Managing Director of Kids Alive, Emma Lawrence, to talk about this issue. Emma, good morning.
Hello, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Swimming lessons, we know how important they are for any Australian child, but unfortunately, when the water does get a little bit cold, the lessons start to go down a bit.
That's right. When winter comes, we actually see a 20% drop in swimming lessons during those colder months. So people do drop off, but it's also important to remember that 21% of the total drownings actually do occur during winter as well. So it's still danger time for children under five.
So in a way, you can almost line up those numbers perfectly in a way, unfortunately.
I was thinking the exact same thing. You know, it really represents the value and how important the role of swimming lessons play in drowning prevention, because it's that reminder for parents when they do go to take their kids to lessons. They're thinking about water safety. They're thinking about, what do I need to do at home to keep my children safe? Or maybe I should familiarise myself with CPR. And they've just got it in the back of their mind. So for us, for the Kids Alive Do the Five program, it's really important that we're coming up with initiatives that remind parents about the importance of water safety.
And when it does come to those lessons around water safety and swimming lessons, too many children these days are stopping swimming lessons before they've really hit that benchmark that they need to get to be a competent swimmer.
That's right. Research is showing that 75% of children actually stop swimming lessons before they turn nine. And this is in having a big impact, because 40% of 12-year-olds are not actually achieving those national benchmarks that are set. So it's really crucial that we continue the swimming, we continue the water safety education, and we've really tried to get those numbers down.
Speaking with Emma Lawrence, the Managing Director of Kids Alive, about the importance of continuing swimming lessons in the cooler months. And Emma, as you said, Kids Alive do a fantastic job in teaching kids to swim and making it a family program to make sure that swimming lessons do take place. What is Kids Alive doing during the winter months? Because I can't imagine it would be too enticing for parents sitting out in the cold watching their kids swim.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I think an indoor heated swimming pool is much nicer than sitting out on the soccer fields in the wet weather and the windy weather. So I actually encourage parents to get in. But if you don't have access to a heated swimming pool during winter and you're looking for something to keep your kids entertained and engaged, we have got some great yoga activities that we've actually developed, and we can teach children water safety in that way as well. So if you are interested and you don't have access to swimming lessons, you can get onto the Kids Alive website and check out our yoga series.
And that yoga series, obviously it's going to get the parents involved. Does that also count as a little bit of exercise for the parents as well, which encourages them to get a little bit more active along with the kids?
It certainly does. And as we were filming it, I was going along, and I can tell you my muscles were sore the next day. So it certainly is a little workout for parents as well. And, you know, the great thing about yoga is it's quite similar to swimming in terms of being low impact, all over body exercise, mindfulness. So all those sorts of things are being ticked as well.
And that Kids Alive website, where is the website that parents can go to get their hands on these resources?
Yep, it's kidsalive.com.au. And always remember, fence the pool, shut the gate, teach your kids to swim, it's great. Supervise, watch your mates, and learn how to resuscitate.
Even I can remember that one off by heart. I can sit there and recite it just as you're saying it.
I know, it gets in your head, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Managing Director of Kids Alive, Emma Lawrence, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.